The fate of the Newmarket woman convicted in a fatal hit and run that claimed the life of Midhurst resident Dominic Adamek in 2018 is now in the judge's hands. Maimouna Balda, who was 30 at the time of the crash, was arrested and charged on January 30, 2019, several months after the incident. Following a two-week jury trial, Balda was found guilty on November 3, 2023, of failing to stop at the scene of a collision causing death. A sentencing hearing was held today, May 16, at the Barry Courthouse, where the Crown said it was seeking a five-year sentence to be accompanied by a driving prohibition, as well as a DNA order. Adamek, 27, was killed in the early morning hours of May 5, 2018, after he was struck by a vehicle near the intersection of Wilson Drive and Carson Road in Springwater Township, just north of Barry. He had been walking along the side of the road. Maimouna Balda leaves the Barry Courthouse with her defense lawyer, Stephen D. Clementi, on Thursday following her sentencing hearing. Nikki Cole, Barry Today. On Thursday, more than 6 years after his death, and 6 months after Balda had been convicted, court heard from Adamek's family and the despair they've felt since his death. The victim impact statement was read into the court record by the Crown attorney, who noted it was important to the Adamek's family that people knew who he was and the life he had led before the deadly collision. Accompanied by several photos showing Adamek with his dog and hiking, the family wanted the court to know he was a handsome, happy and adventurous young man. Our joy was cut short too soon. The absence of his presence is felt profoundly, the family said in their victim impact statement. On May 5, 2018, our lives were forever changed. On Mother's Day, we buried our 27-year-old son and brother. In the statement, Adamek's mother spoke about how Dominic would always surprise her with flowers on Mother's Day. That year, he didn't bring any. Now I buy flowers for his grave, read the Crown attorney from the statement, while Adamek's family could be heard crying in the gallery of the courtroom. Part of my heart was ripped away on May 5 by Maimouna Balda. Wearing black leggings, a cream sweater with gold flecks and a black headscarf with burgundy flowers, Balda addressed the courtroom at the end of the sentencing hearing, which lasted nearly 4 hours. I truly regret what has happened, she said. I wish it just never happened like that. If I had just known that I had hit a person, I would have stayed there because I'm a nurse and, it looks like I haven't done what I was supposed to do. I wasn't sure of what had happened. Balda had been working as a personal support worker and attending nursing school at the time of her arrest. I truly feel what the family is going through because I can't imagine losing a loved one. I know how I would feel if it was my son who had died. I truly feel their pain, and I just wish that it never happened like this, she added, as members of Adamek's family briskly left the courtroom in tears. No amount of words that I am going to say might express how regretful I am. The defense is seeking a conditional sentence of 18 to 20 months, including house arrest. The judge is scheduled to hand down Balda's sentence on Friday, June 7 at 9:30 a.m. at the Barry Courthouse.